Today is Friday, November 22nd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is. I'm not on the right page. It is Substitute Educators Day. And it's also National Cranberry Relish Day. Because we are getting ready for the Thanksgiving. I was listening to a little show earlier with one of my friends from South Dakota. And this friend was talking about a time that we potentially met with this friend and their family in South Dakota. And, you know, I just want to say, honestly, I did not realize that we did such a horrible thing. We were just visiting. We thought they were just going to drop by to see us at this thing, but we didn't know how long they wanted to hang out. And neither Mark nor I are, I think, good meeting new people. Because at that point, I don't know that we had met or we had not hung out very much. And so I feel really bad, but I don't know. And it's probably just a joke. I mean, maybe we really did misbehave or mistreat them. I don't know. But anyway, that's it. I was listening to that. We have a voicemail. And I'm only saying a friend from South Dakota and not mentioning names because this person on their podcast also talks about their podcaster friends from states, but doesn't mention names. So that's what I'm doing as well. I think we have a voicemail and I think it worked. So let's just have a listen to this voicemail.
Hello, lovey. Out on a nipple walk,
Hello.
Nice and cool here in Fat Acres. But I was just listening to your Thursday little show, and or I guess the well, I went listened to Wednesday and Thursday, I heard that you like the Ford Edge car, and you know Ruby Red was a Ford Edge car. And I'm glad you like it. If you're interested in getting one, you better hurry up because 2024 was the last model year that they're going to make it. So anyway, just something to consider. You might be able to get a good.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, the wind is kind of blowing a lot here this afternoon. And anyway, thank you for calling, and I hope you don't. That's the diarrhea from Sydney, the dog. Okay, let's see now. Where's the button? Here it is. Wait, nope, that's not it. There it is.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Well, thanks for the call. That was Big Fatty. Thank you. And it worked. My script worked. My updates to the voicemail script seem to have paid off. I did not have to do anything to get that, and it seemed to have worked just fine. So thank you for that call, Fatty, and for proving that the changes I made to my script fixed it. I'm just going to look and see if we have any messages really quick. But so to kind of talk about what Fatty was talking about. Yes, I did enjoy the Ford Edge, mainly because I'm getting to a point where, and I love sports cars, but I think I'm going the opposite direction. I have driven a sports car my entire driving life, except when I first learned how to drive, before I had my own car, my stepdad had a Ford Bronco that he just an extra Ford Bronco just lying around, a huge tank-like vehicle that he had laying around. And when I learned to drive, that was the first thing I drove to drive myself to school. To school, as Big Fatty would say. And other than that, when from the time that I bought my first car until this car, which is only three cars, I've only owned three cars in my life. And those have all been sports cars. So I feel like I'm getting to a point where I'm thinking, oh my gosh, and I don't want to say this out loud, but I've already said it out loud anyway, so it's not a big deal. Sitting down that low into a car and then getting up, it's not difficult. I can do it. It's not a problem, but it is becoming less and less convenient and more, you know, that sort of thing. Also, I've never been happy with the entertainment system part of it. I bought a lot of sports cars, just do not, for whatever reason, come with, or at least they didn't, because they're just focused on the looks of the car, of the outside of the car, that I could be totally wrong. Maybe if you get a really expensive one, but my Z3 that I had the worst stereo system imaginable. 370Z. Again, not a great system. So I had to, and when I say great, I want a touch screen. I want a big screen. I want Apple CarPlay and I want Android Auto and I want all those things and Bluetooth and all the wires and all the thingamabobs. And the sports cars that I've bought in the past didn't have that. Now I haven't, you know, that was a 2012 or is a 2012 370Z. I don't know what they do now. I haven't looked. But I've been getting a hankering for something different. But I do like a sports car, so it might be a second car. I don't know. I probably am not going to buy anything. Because as with 3D printers and other things, I will talk about them for years before I buy them. However, SUVs are intriguing to me because they are higher up. So that's good. You can carry things around, which we're always, anytime we buy anything big, it's very difficult because even though Mark has a air quotes SUV, it's a very tiny, not even an SUV, but it's in the shape of an SUV, but it's really, you shouldn't be able to call it an SUV at all. It's a Buick Encore. But we just don't have a vehicle that we can carry around anything large in. So I liked the fact that it's a little SUV and has a little bit of room. And I also, just the screen, it had this huge screen. I mean, a really big, like the size of a small computer monitor. A rectangular, and it was one of those rectangular where it's in portrait, not landscape. And they could fit so much on the screen, and it was Bluetooth, so the Android Auto connected via Bluetooth. There were no cords required. It didn't necessarily have to be a Ford Edge, although I didn't realize that's what Ruby Red was, a Ford Edge. I did not realize that. But we'll see. I'll have a look and see. I'm not really in the market for... Honestly, I'm not really. I should not be buying a vehicle because my vehicle still works just fine. There is nothing wrong with my vehicle. So I probably won't buy anything. However, I'll look around and just see what's available. Who knows? Who knows? All right. Well, like I told you before, nothing has really happened. I did go to orchestra last night after I recorded, and I wasn't late, but I was almost late because of Mark said it was my fault because he said, you knew that you needed to leave the house at 6 and you were still recording. And I thought you weren't recording because anyway, he came in and started yelling at me or called me because Sydney, the dog, was up here and I had the door shut and he wanted to walk her before it got too dark outside. Although it's already dark here at 6 o'clock. So, but then I had to record the second half separately and then piece them together, so it took me longer, but I did get it done and I went to rehearsal and we rehearsed until about 8:40. I guess we normally get out by 8, but we were rehearsing the Christmas stuff And so we needed that time to do that. So then after that, I went to get Chick-fil-A, and I was doing so well on my diet, air quotes, yesterday, and I was just going to get a grilled chicken sandwich and a kale salad. And I had 100 extra calories to play around with, and so I decided to get their honey pimento grilled chicken sandwich because it's got this pimento cheese and honey, and it's hot honey, and it's spicy, and I like it. But with grilled, so it's only around 100 calories more than the regular grilled chicken sandwich, I get home and they had put the fried chicken on it. This is the first time I've ever had Chick-fil-A make a mistake. It's good. I enjoyed it. I wasn't going to drive back to Chick-fil-A. I ate it, but it blew my calories. So then I kind of just gave up for the day. But so far today, I'm doing okay. I've only had 400 calories today, and I'm making lettuce wraps for dinner. So I should be safe today. We'll see. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I will talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.